This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Live from the Fireside app, it's the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and did you notice the Fireside app logo now looks suspiciously like Tinder's? I mean, I could have been suckered into giving a handsome millionaire all my money. Again. I should relax, though, and maybe just draw a picture of a bird. In fact, that's what we're talking about on today's show. Why relaxation is important for busy people. Speaking of busy people, we welcome the busiest dad in personal finance, host of the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast, and father of two that he knows of, Andy Hill. And from LenPenzo.com, we welcome Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Nah, they're way relaxed by now. It's just Len Penzo. Then we have the king of chill. I almost got through that with a straight face. OG! And now, the guy who's going to help you relax about your financial future, Joe Saul Sehy. Oh, jeez, the king of chill. Oh, my God.
Happy Friday, everybody. I can't believe we made it to the introduction. We've been here trying to get the microphones all working for quite a while. And I'm Joe Saul Sehy, Average Joe Money on Twitter. And so far, so good. We made it 2 minutes into the show without anything major happening. But we got something major for you today. We're going to be talking about getting more relaxed. It's the world gets busier and busier all the time. And what do we do about it? Let's say hello to the gentleman who's normally across the card table from me. But today he's holding down the fort in the basement while I am in downtown Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. OG, how are you, man?
I think you meant to say out slacking.
I wish I was slacking. We're about to have an event, a book signing event, and I have no books. Through a series of comedic errors, there are no books coming, OG, so that's going to be fun.
Intriguing.
Yes, absolutely. And you have been on a circle tour of the United States as well.
Yeah, trying to keep up with you, but pretty impossible, actually.
Just flying all around the country. And a guy who is flying below everybody's radar, deep under Los Angeles, Mr. Len Penzo's here.
I'm glad we're having this relaxation conversation today, because you know what? I am extremely stressed. I just got an email. You ever see those emails with has the little exclamation point next to it? You know, so it's urgent.
Yes. Oh, boy. And here to save the show on a random Friday, we're so glad he's back. My old neighbor and the host of the amazing Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast, Andy Hill, here to save the day.
Hello, everybody. I hope that everybody's feeling good around all of America.
Andy, nobody heard the first 20 minutes of this while we were trying to get the mics hot, but it's just like old times, my friend.
It is. Hey, you know what? That's just a way to speed things up and have everybody just be on the same level. Now we can relax, right? We got the stress and the intensity going. Now we can chill and relax.
And we're feeling good. You clearly are juggling a lot. You're a dad of two beautiful kids, and you've got this amazing podcast. Tell everybody about Marriage, Kids, and Money.
Yeah, the goal of the podcast is to help everybody, young families, build wealth and happiness. And a part of that happiness is trying to create a schedule that allows you to relax, allows you to utilize your wealth, utilize the money that you've built up to create a life you've always wanted. And baking in that relaxation is very important, which I'm trying to do as of late as a young parent. But man, it is tough.
Well, in just a few minutes, we're going to dive into why relaxation is important. And as the world gets busier, we got Andy here, we got OG here, we got Len here. But first, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. It's Military Appreciation Month, and I want to share appreciation for one of our stackers I met in Cleveland for the second time. Keith. Keith just drove his car off the road. But Keith, a proud military member, I enjoyed seeing Keith. And you know what? Eric was there too, who was in the Marines, but both of these fine gentlemen served our country that I met in Cleveland. I want to give a shout out to them. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just Keith and Eric, but all their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. They offer 24/7 help from their U.S.-based member service centers. They offer resources like Best Cities After Service to help veterans transition to civilian life and Best Careers for Military Spouses to support our military families. All branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families are eligible for Navy Federal membership. Visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate this month, and you'll see all of our Military Appreciation Month offers and other Navy Federal offers. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. All right, let's talk relaxation for busy people. Hey, let's talk about getting more relaxed. You know, OG, it's funny. You and I talk about this all the time, about the fact that life just gets busier and busier. Why do you try to make time in your day to make sure that you get away from this bucket of stress that is this 24/7 cycle that we all seem to be on now?
The bucket of stress that is you?
That is me. I'm not a bucket of stress. I am today.
Jeez, you're crazy. You crazy. I think that, you know, especially in our role as creators, and I don't mean necessarily from the podcast perspective, but in any, you know, I use like kind of the global hour, meaning everybody is doing something creative in their life, you know, whether even if you're a numbers person and you're an accountant and you're putting stuff into a spreadsheet or something like that, it's still a creative activity. And in order to have creative energy, you have to be fully rested, I think. And a lot of times people think that you need to work really hard in order to earn some time off. And you know this, Joe, but we think kind of differently about this, right? We think that you get to do really creative things if you're really well rested. So it's just a fancy way of staying in bed later. Really? For
me. Well, the time away does make me much more creative, which seems like a non sequitur. It also makes it so that those hours that I'm at work are actually better. But Andy, it can also improve your mood.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I find, especially as a married guy with a couple of kids, it's very important to not fly off the handle for no reason, especially when you've got other people in your life that are really important. So yeah, I find that when I try to just grind through my workday, or I try to get everything done real fast, or let it bleed into the evening hours, that's when things start to not go so well for my family life. So I try my best to cut it off at the end of the day, put my phone away, so I'm not thinking about these stressful work things that are on my mind. Just sort of let my day you know, go into family hour and then also just relaxation time. So
that is interesting sort of that, well, that's interesting you say that, Andy, because, you know, Cheryl and I have been at dinner before and we both have the phones out. With kids, this is even worse because your kids are trying to tell you about their day and you find yourself going, while you're not even really listening and they know it.
Exactly. Yeah. And for me, I often do this parenting thing where I say, well, you know, no screens at the table, or, you know, you've been on your screen too long, while I'm actually currently looking at my screen. So talk about hypocritical parenting, right? No. So what I'm trying to do is model that behavior. If I want them to do things that I think is good, then I should start practicing those myself.
We're going to talk tactics here in a little bit, but since you brought it up, is that difficult? I mean, did you find when you first started trying to put the phone down that there's this, I don't know, this tractor beam like they have in Star Wars, where between you and the phone, it's hard to put it down?
Absolutely. Well, I've sort of built my life now, my business, around having a laptop and phone nearby me quite a bit, because that's sort of where the money comes from for me now. So I'm trying to make a break in between the time when I'm working and the time when I'm in my family mode. So yeah, it's become very difficult. I actually have a physical box that I now put my phone in the laundry room, and it's just said, it says unplug on the top of it, just to remind myself that it is time to put this thing away and be the family guy you espouse to be.
Yeah. Be who you say that you are and who you exactly really want to be. Len, this piece that I'm reading from says that meditation can actually help reduce your stress levels. Have you meditated before?
Yes, of course. All the time, actually. Yes.
But I haven't. I mean, I've tried it a few times. I don't think I've tried it enough because I hear so many great benefits about meditation. But I find when I try to meditate, I just fall asleep.
You know what it does? It's a good way of blocking all the bad things out that are coming at you. It's kind of like a peaceful place. That's what I like about it. It takes your brain and puts it in a peaceful place. That's what I try to, you to focus on something nice, and it really does help you, to reduce your stress.
Do you meditate like as a stress reliever, or do you have a set routine, like a morning routine where you do meditation?
No, I do it when I'm feeling overwhelmed. Like,
really?
Yeah. So when I'm feeling the overload, that's when I say, okay, I'm going to just push my chair back away from my desk, and I'm just going to take some deep breaths and go to a quiet place in my brain. Yes. You know, because I've always looked at stress, it's like a brain spasm. It's like your brain is spasming on worry or on something that, you know, you really are worried that's not working out the way you want. And it's a good way to just try and get, it's like a massage for your brain. That's how I look at it.
Well, this piece I'm looking at says that stress has been linked to many health problems like heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure. I mean, there's a lot of negative health consequences.
Yeah, this is a pretty good piece you're looking at, I think.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it sure seems, I think I've seen this piece before.
God, he's onto us, Doug. It only took us like 4 minutes.
And no. I've been on it for a while, but I'm kind of embarrassed now because this is one of those pieces that I know you're going to hate because it has one of those shameless plugs in it. So.
Yeah, but still, it's a...
I'm just waiting for that part to come.
So for people that don't know what's going on, when we created today's episode, we made Andy and OG and Doug promise that we'd see how long it would take Len to know that we were quoting his piece from lenpenzo.com. The piece is called Why Relaxation is Important for Busy People and How to Find the Time. OG, that took him a lot less long than I thought it was going to.
He figured it out when you said that you have to meditate. Like that's the moment, because he was like, huh?
No, I figured it out when he said, I figured it out when he pretty much said the whole title of the article, and I was like, wait a minute. And then I was thinking, oh no, this is one of those articles with the shameless plug, and I'm waiting for that part because he always points that out too as well. So we'll just wait for that part because that comes in the tactical position of this. So we'll just wait.
But very seriously, Len, I really like this piece, and I want to talk about this because people are so busy, and yes. and uh, And you look at the health effects that come with reduced stress levels. Like, have you seen the pictures of our presidents and the day they become president and then the day they leave office and just this huge amount of aging that they've all done? Like, every president has aged just a lifetime in either 4 or 8 years.
Yeah, it's very real. I mean, it's a very real phenomenon, as most probably our listeners will relate to after they look at the latest pictures of themselves after listening to this podcast.
Very, very stressful. Andy, do you meditate?
I do, actually. I started the Calm app a couple of years ago, and it really helps me a lot. And to Len's point, I usually do it when I'm feeling stressed. It's like, okay, it helps me take 10 minutes just to chill and relax. And then most definitely after that 10 minutes, I feel a lot better. I liken it to just going out and getting a walk in, you know, breathing some fresh air, taking deep breaths, and it really calms me down. I like it a lot.
Well, speaking of walks, I know, OG, I think that when stress gets really high for you, you jump on the Peloton, right?
I feel like I should be on the Peloton all the time. I think any sort of movement creates the energy and the space that you need to make better decisions. So, you know, there's a reason why taking the long shower like leads to like creative ideas, right? It's because you're not actively thinking about it. If you can take time in the middle of your day, I think Len talks about this in his part here of schedule time for yourself. I think, you know, if you can take time to do a lap around the building or lap around the park or whatever, even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes, that's enough to kind of detox yourself from everything that's going on in your day to day and just give you space to think about other stuff. And that's really kind of the biggest part with, you know, trying to be creative.
And yet, Andy, we resist it. At least I do. I resist meditation. I resist working out. I resist all that stuff. If it's so good for us and people listening are like, well, yeah, this is all kind of duh. How come we don't do it more?
Well, it's a balance, right? I mean, we've got things that we want to accomplish in our day. We got things that we need to do, but sometimes those can get overwhelming and we don't schedule in the time that we really need to relax. So if we all agree that relaxation is important, then we should be scheduling it in just as much as we're scheduling in riveting podcast interviews like this.
Well, all three of you talked about scheduling. We're going to talk about how to find the time to relax after a long week or during a long week, or how to break up your long week and the tactics half of that. But of course, first, it's time, I think, for our trivia challenge. And on our year-long trivia competition, we have our three main contributors. For those of you that are new to the show, they go head-to-head from January through December. And this year, it has been close, but last week when we had on our special comedy episode, we gave 2 points to people. So all three of you are wondering, well, where might you be? And Andy, you're playing on behalf of Paula Pant. You want the good news or the bad news from where Paula's sitting?
Oh, I'll start with the bad news.
The bad news is you're in last place at 3.5 points because of that tie a couple weeks ago with OG. But the good news is that means, Mr. Hill, that you get to go last, which is a great, powerful place to be. OG, you are in second with 4.5, half a point behind Mr. Penzo, who now leads with 5. By the way, Bob Wheeler, who's the CFO of the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, gave Len a point winning the game show last week. And comedian Paul Olinger gave OG a point with his winning of the trivia. So who's going to take it home? Are we going to see Paula/Andy catch up and get back in it? We're going to see OG overtake Len? Len going to pull away? Well, only one person knows that, and it's Mr. Doug.
Hey there, stackers. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. Today is National Draw a Picture of a Bird Day. Hand to God. Look it up. Speaking of birds, since it's also the first week of the new baseball season, did you hear about the baseball player known as Mark the Bird Fidrich? Fans loved him because not only was he a great pitcher, but he would crouch down on the pitcher's mound and like fix cleat marks and what would become known as manicuring the mound. Sounds like Gertrude before date night. And also, not unlike me, he talked to himself, talked to the ball, aimed the ball like at home plate, like he was throwing darts, and he strutted around the mound after every out. But Fidrich was truly, for too short a time, a great baseball player who would have stacked lots of Benjamins if his career had been longer. So my question is, how many wins did the Bird have in his first season back in 1976? I'll be back with the answer after I practice a little self-care.
All right. Doug's going to be back, but Mark the Bird Fidrich. And of course, we have a Detroit guy with us, and Andy Hill, and OG also from Michigan, but a big baseball fan of Mr. Penzo, who's going first. You might be halfway across the country from the Detroit Tigers, but I think you're old enough to remember Mark the Bird Fidrich.
Yes, I do. I do remember him. And he was good. I enjoyed Mark the Bird. Now the question is, how many wins in his first season? And gosh, I wonder if he's the guy that he came pretty, did he come close to actually winning 30 games that year? That's what I'm trying to think. But I don't want to say a high number close to 30, because if I'm totally wrong, I'm completely out of this before it even begins. For some reason, I think he won close to 30 games. I'm going to say 28 games.
28 games. What do you think about that, OG? The Bird Fidrich a little bit before your time, I think.
Any baseball players before my time, as despite it being the pastime of America, I
just not
have
yours.
A rough time watching it.
You and I had fun, though, at a Ranger game.
My favorite part of that entire event was the fact that the several weeks after when we got the American Express statement, I called you in quite the tizzy, as I recall, saying, Joe, I don't understand it. Someone stole both of our credit cards, because like literally every 7 minutes for like 5 hours, there was like a charge for $28.98. And we're like,
did two beers.
Yeah. Which was basically us going to get beers every like 8 minutes for like 3 hours and alternating. Like, it's your turn to go up there. So it's like literally it said like OG's card 28. Joe's card 28, OG's card 28, Joe's card 28. I'm like, how did they possibly, where were you on July 18th?
I remember that call.
Oh yeah, that was
like, there's a big problem here, big problem.
The other thing I remember was that it was 14-1 at the end of the first inning.
It was
and
so
I was
boring.
Like, oh, I was yeah. like, yep, yeah, well, this is going to be a competition between me and Joe.
Which means there's a direct correlation between the amount of beer we were drinking and the scoreboard.
Thank God for Uber. So I was unaware that there were 30 games of baseball a year. So the fact that, to me, that would have been weird that he won all 100% of them. No, I am aware that there are 160 some odd games. But you said 70s, huh?
162.
I know. I didn't want to be too precise. So this was this dude hanging out in the 70s.
Hanging out in the 70s. 76.
I feel like they kind of rode their show ponies a little harder than they do now, probably. So
they did.
I mean,
man. I think there was a game where Nolan Ryan threw like 212 pitches or something.
Oh,
like
man.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah, that guy was
unbelievable. I have no idea. I'm just going to say, because you said 28, I'll say, but you thought it was 30. I'm going to say 31 just to see what happens. I have no idea.
31 wins, OG says. So, Andy, you got a conundrum, my friend.
So, I forgot if this is like a Price is Right thing or like...
It is. It is not. We had a lot of, because you were going to say one. Is that what you were going to do?
Yes, I was.
$1.
All right. I'll go on the higher side and say 36.
You think it's even more than OG's 31. Nice. Yeah. Yes. Well, Fidrich was a great pitcher. Was he that good? We'll find out here in just a minute. We all have smartphones and we all know they're pretty amazing. But they can also be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. Oh, God. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right. U.S. Cellular, a company that sells phones, wants us to put down our phones and to see what we find. Learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Len, you kicked this off with 28, and you thought that you might be high, but then both OG and Andy took the higher side.
I'm shocked. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he won 30 games. I thought he won like
despite your very strong assertion that that was the number. Well played, young man.
No, I thought it was honestly. I thought the number was, but there's a little going first. You know this, OG. Going first, there's a little strategy involved. I mean, unless I know the answer exactly, you know, you got to kind of hedge a little bit. I got to kind of influence your pick and the next person's pick as well. So, well, OG, actually, I'm feeling pretty good.
It sounds like he pretty much influenced your pick, OG.
Yeah, I have no idea. So,
but Andy, you even went higher, 36 wins.
I have no clue. I'm just bouncing off of the other two. Absolutely.
Guess what? It's all strategery. You just call it strategery. Yeah. All right. Let's see which one of the three of you is closest.
Hey there, Stackers. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. Mark Fidrich played his entire career for the Detroit Tigers. Fans would yell, "We want the bird. We want the bird." I mean, any other place than Tiger Stadium, and you'd see some not so safe for family gestures. In fact, he was such a phenomenon during the summer of 76 that economists estimated the extra attendance he generated for the league was worth more than $1 million. So the bird was pretty much to baseball what I am to this podcast. But he wasn't just a sideshow. He was the real deal, as was evidenced by his winning percentage. So how many wins did the bird have in 1976? The answer is 19 wins, which means Len, shockingly, is our winner.
Wow.
I am so disappointed. I just, the whole time I'm listening to you guys talk, like, how are you? This is so bad how you thought 36 wins. Andy, nobody's won 36 games in a season since like 1884.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Denny McClain, also of the Detroit
Tigers.
That's
who I was thinking of.
And this shows how freaking old you are, Len, because that was 1968 that he had 30 wins.
Okay. God, I knew it was a Detroit guy with 30 wins.
And they actually lowered the height of the mound because of Denny McClain. That year, 68 pitchers were totally dominant throughout the league. Batting averages plummeted, and they decided we got to do something to even things out. And so they lowered the mound. Denny McClain went on to be one of the better money launderers. What am I trying to say, Joe? What did he do? No, he was skimming money out of the companies he worked for.
Embezzlers.
Embezzler. Thank you. He was one of the better embezzlers. Yep.
Denny McClain. That's
is there. Is there such thing as a better embezzler or more gifted?
He did
embezzler.
He did it for a company. Got smoother. Found out. Put in jail. Got out. Did it again. In the last photo that I saw of him, he was working behind bulletproof glass at a Speedway station.
Wow.
But more importantly, Len is our winner. He was only 9 wins high.
Only just a bit outside, but still. But still, congratulations, Mr. Penso.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but I'll take it.
I'm still very disappointed that Mr. Penzo figured out so soon that we were using his piece. You know, it's the brain that goes first, Len, and we kind of thought we could pull one over on you for longer than that. But he still got it.
This one's close to my heart. This one's close to my heart. I just published the darn thing.
Well, we thought that'd be the funniest part if he just published it and had no idea. We were doing your stuff. But
for the record, Len, we were all taking bets, and I actually said that after the episode aired, you'd shoot an email off to Joe saying, "What the hell? Wait a minute!" So you crushed my bet.
Okay.
Second half of today's show, the tactical part, brought to you by Magnify Money. Mr. Hill, you know what happens when you go to stackybenjamins.com/magnify money?
Oh, well, you find some great accounts that can help you save a lot of money.
Absolutely. Nice job. I always like it when we got people that are like, been on a few times like Andy has been. Yes, you find those brick and mortar bank accounts and savings accounts, checking accounts, those brick and mortar products you use every day at your bank. Maybe not best in class. Magnify Money looks at over 92% of all the stuff available online. Why are you not going online? StackingBenjamins.com/magnify money if you want to compare and save a bunch of money.
We're far over 92%, Joe? Is it like 92.3% or is it 94% or
92%? Now you're
I wish it'd be
deviate,
a little more exact.
Making me deviate from my copy here. I have
when you
no
know you
idea.
Got real friends.
Joe doesn't know how to ad lib.
I got to dance here. I got no idea. Make me sweat. You know what? Something that I do know is how to schedule in relaxation. I didn't know before I got some good coaching. And for me, OG, I really needed the coaching program that you and I use. And I don't want to make this an advertisement for them, but Strategic Coach really taught me how important this was. But can you tell me how you make sure you get relaxation into your schedule?
I think that if you believe that the beginning part of scheduling your day or your life is that you need to be rested in order to produce great results, then the first thing that you do is put in all the rest days. And it sounds really silly because, you know, most people put in all of their work commitments or all of their life commitments and then say, well, now what can I fill in? You know, there's a week in the summer or a week around the holiday time or something like that. And I think that I come from the approach of, in order to have great results for the people that rely on me to have them, then I need to be, you know, full of energy. And to be full of energy, I need lots of time off. So here's where all the time off goes. And then I will work like crazy during those other times so that I, you know, lack of a better term, earn it. But
well, and it's, you get the idea. And it's also, I think, easier to do those sprints when you know that you have adequate time off coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Makes it much simpler. Andy, you talked about scheduling into your day and about having focused meditation. How do you build that into your schedule?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I try to carve it around my family too. So for me, if I get an hour or two in the morning before everybody wakes up, that's sort of my special relaxation time where I get up, I'll go for a walk, I'll do my meditation, I'll plan out my day in a, you know, a planner, just so I know what I'm supposed to be doing that day. That's my way of relaxation. If I feel like I'm in control, I've calmed myself down, I've got a little bit of exercise, I feel like I'm putting myself first in the morning to help me to have that energy to get my work done, but also to be a good dad and a good husband. So just trying to craft that in the morning really helps me.
But I even like the part that's just about work there with it. You're in control of your day. I think that's pretty powerful because I find when I wake up late and I check the phone first thing and I find out there's three emails from people that want me working on their priority, like that's the mess. That's when I don't feel relaxed. But to your point, when I know I've got adequate time to do the things that make Stacking Benjamin special, like that's way better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Craft at least try to get top three down on my planner saying, what are the three things that I need to get done that help me to have a good day so that when I get distracted from all those emails of people who want stuff from me, then I go back to that top three and say, is that going to help me get my top three done today?
Len, you talk about in your piece about reading a book, about how reading, and I bet you're not talking about a business book that's going to tell you how to have better, you know, whatever it is that you do for a profession.
Yeah, it's just something to get away. And it can be anything that takes your mind off of what you've been doing or what has been stressing you out. It's kind of meditation in another way. And it's something to occupy your mind and take it away from the things that are giving you trouble. So yeah, I prefer fiction books or nonfiction books. But I'm sure most people would like to escape to some sort of fiction book, but Anything will do.
But for you, it's nonfiction, but it's not about your area of expertise. What
Correct.
You do all day.
Correct. Yeah. I'm things I like, model railroading. I have model railroading books I'll read about, or I'm one of those UFO freaks. I believe in that kind of stuff. So I got lots of UFO books I'll get into, And somebody, I can hear people now saying, hey, Penzo, that's fiction. That's not nonfiction.
Your credibility is skyrocketing.
Yes, I know.
See what I did there?
I'm trying to come up with the line from the David Duchovny show. Some that want to believe or it's the truth is out there, Len. There it is. The truth is out there.
Hey, can I go back real quick on the scheduling too? My work has this app that like every 1 hour it interrupts me. If I've been on that computer for an hour straight, it stops me and it says, hey, you might want to think about stepping away for 5 minutes and just relax. Sometimes it's annoying, but there are apps out there that will allow you to do that because short term, when you're working intensely for even an hour at a time, you can really start to lose productivity, believe it or not, just because you're the way you're working. And it really helps to take that break, get that app and it'll force you to take that break. So
I love that, but I don't like it whenever I rent a Ford. Whenever I rent a Ford vehicle, you drive half an hour and it goes, you should really think about taking a break. And then you get to an hour and it goes, no, we're serious. Take a break. And
really? They have those for cars?
Yeah. Yeah. Continually pops up right on my dashboard and says, hey, why don't you take a break? I'm like, you've no idea. I've got another.
Another 80. Is the ignore button just worn thin?
No.
Can't even read the word ignore anymore.
Which is really bad because obviously you can get road fatigue and I should take a break. So good safety stuff, Ford. But when we talk about writing down your thoughts, you write this, Len. I'm going to stick with you for just a second longer because I've found that there have been times when, and I think it's because of my ADD, that my thoughts are just all a jumble. And I remember going into a mentor's office and telling him, hey, I've got like 65 things to do. He's like, let's write them down. You know how many things there were swirling around my brain?
650?
No,
is that all?
Four.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes, but in my head, because I hadn't written them down and they were so big and they just kept popping up no matter what I was thinking about, that writing them down actually made the list a hell of a lot smaller than this specter of all this crap going on in my head. I think writing it down is a great thing here.
Well, that's why I put it on there. So
it's like, correct. Yeah. What do you want me to do with that, Joe? What's another way that you make sure that you stay relaxed and in control?
I think that the short bursts of time, whether like Len, you were talking about, just working for 50 minutes at a time or whatever, short bursts of work where it's just a couple weeks or a couple, 3 weeks. I was thinking about the principal for my kid's school just had his big Instagram post of, welcome back from spring break. And his whole message was like, hey, there's only 9 weeks left. And there's a lot of breaks in those 9 weeks, by the way. So like, it's literally like foot on the gas and then you can stop and then foot on the gas and then you can stop and then foot on the gas and then we're done. So, I think it's always important for me. I always like to have a little bit of the kind of what's at the end of the rainbow. I think that a lot of people who know me know that no matter what I'm working on, there's always something else that's kind of spinning in the background. And some other project or some other accomplishment that I'm trying to get to. And it is a little bit of the kind of pursuit of more, but to me, that's kind of the fun is the journey of that, and it's like, oh, you put a pool in the backyard. That's that's a great accomplishment. It's like, yep, cool. When are we going to put the bar in? And it's like, I'm just kind of on the next thing. Kind of sort of all the time. And that's what keeps me motivated. So, I don't know that really didn't answer the question, but
no, but Andy, as OG was talking, I was thinking about this idea of having lots of plate spinning, right? And you're a guy that has plate spinning with your family. You got plate spinning with your community. You do some work for other brands and you do your own stuff. How do you make sure you're being true to all those and staying relaxed at the same time?
Oh man, that is the magic question that I'm trying to figure out on a daily basis. Now, I think what happens is that I have maybe a little bit of what OG's talking about, where it's like, I am excited about all these things that are coming up, and it's important for me to decide what I should say no to, because if I'm able to start saying no more, I think that will really help me in the long run. And I'm practicing that more on a daily basis and deciding what is going to put me further away from the goals that I have for me and my family. So yeah, saying no more is really going to be at the top of my list.
Boy, that's great. Len, I know that a lot of people talk about the power of saying yes, but that there's a ton of strength in deciding like what to do and what not to actually bite off.
Yeah. You know, there's a thing, and this took me a while to learn too, is I probably didn't learn this till I was in my 30s, and I was much happier when I did. By saying no, a lot of people try to please everybody, and that's why they won't say no to a lot of things. And it took me a long time to figure out, you know what? I can't possibly please everybody. And you know, that will stress you out in and of itself. You're worried that, oh, I'm, you know, whatever I've chosen to do or what I'm doing, I'm not doing something the right way, or what this person's not going to be happy with. That causes you stress. But if you just let that go and you learn that you can't please everybody, you know, so look at more for yourself, you know, do things for yourself and don't try to please everybody. And that will take away a lot of the stress just by doing that. It takes a big weight off of your shoulders. And like I said, once I learned that was true, things got a lot easier for me.
Doug, how do you juggle the different things that you always have going on?
I just make sure everybody's expectations of me are very clear, that I'm not here to do stuff for them. I'm here to do stuff for me.
Are you being serious? It's all about me.
Is, isn't it really at the end? It's just about how do you make those expectations known so you don't come off like a total OG about it.
Nice.
I didn't mean him.
Oh.
Anyway. But it is. It's just like, how smoothly can you be say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to work that out. I can't be there that time, or I can't because I've, you know, just not available. But it is about, you know, managing people's expectations oftentimes. And it's a very delicate line to walk.
We've got Justin from the Road to Wealth podcast hanging out with us. And I tried to bring him up on stage earlier, which is the scratching you heard, because he had no idea that I was inviting him on stage. Well, he had said that he had some stuff for us. But Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey. Yes, I got you. Sorry about bringing you up on stage earlier and you were clanging around. No, that's all right, my friend. Tell us, what do you do? Because you're always juggling a bunch between the podcast and your work and all the different things you do.
Yeah. And, you know, I think everyone had a little bit that I'm incorporating within my habit stack. And, you know, what you guys heard, well, selfishly, was picking up kids' toys. I thought Fireside would mute me right away, so I apologize for that. I'll kind of double down on what OG said was, you know, your exercise routine can help alleviate a lot. And there is a phrase within not only the self-development community, but Peloton says it a lot, which I'll selfishly say I do, is you have to fill up your cup first before you can be there at your full capacity for everyone else. And I can, you know, say that to, you know, what Doug was saying with, you know, kind of being selfish for yourself. And then also for Andy, you know, being a fellow father, like you need to be at your best self and best capacity. So in order for me to fill that, I'll do a meditation or a workout in the morning. And then I'm present. I can be present for my employer. I can be present for, you know, my family, my kids. I think it's a matter of how you prioritize that space. And, you know, for me, what one big thing that helped me was this book called The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod.
Hal Elrod, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I know we've talked a lot about that, you know, within you know, our space, within money. And I feel that, you know, we have to have that selfish time before we jump in and, you know, someone makes time for, you know, they'll schedule our time for us in a lot of ways. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thanks for sharing. And OG, you're somebody that also has very much a routine about your day where you fill your cup first.
Roll out of bed around 8:05. 11:05. Can't miss. I heard this great, this guy I talked to today. He called me at 10:50 and I said, oh, just, you know, just rolling out of bed. He says, yeah, I got up just in time for lunch. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. Good. Use that one.
Perfect.
I'm going to try to, I try to make sure that I'm up by lunch. But no, I think that you have to have, you have to know what your flow looks like. Like, when are you most energized? When are you the most able to do good work for different things? And 8 o'clock in the morning is not the time for me to be, you know, having really serious conversations about the work that we do. Now, it's a fine time to reply to email. It's a fine time to, you know, have a cup of coffee and that sort of thing. But for me, I do my best stuff in the afternoon. So I try to make sure that my afternoons are full of you know, the things that that produce the best results. So I think we all kind of have some sort of rhythm to our day, right? Like, here's when I get up roughly. Here's, you know, have a cup of coffee or two or five or none or what, you know, whatever your thing is, right?
Yeah, but I think the big thing, you know, I look at the success that you and Andy and Len have with what you do, though, and Justin too, who, you know, just spoke, that you guys are all successful people. And I think that comes with intentionality around actually designing your day instead of it being designed for you. And for me, I think that's my big takeaway. And OG, sticking with you, big takeaway from this conversation?
Well, I'll borrow something from, you know, flying, which is, and Justin said it just a second ago, just in a different way. You have to put your oxygen mask on before helping other people. So you have to be good before you can be able to be your best for other people. So take care of yourself, and then you can take care of other people.
We'll let our guest of honor have the last word. So, Len, what's your takeaway here? Oh, by the way, we didn't talk about your shameless plug, which is very, 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 very well hidden there.
Did you want me to talk about my shameless plug?
You can, yes.
Well, it does mention, you know, smoking tobacco as being to relax, and people do that.
I just saw a picture that I posted on Instagram of me with a glass of bourbon and a cigar, and I just thought to myself, I could totally go for a cigar right now.
Yeah, well, there you go. And I won't plug. It's in the article, and you can see how cleverly I stuck it in there. But it's a nice tobacco shop.
Nice. So there it is. That's well done. I'll be honest. That's
it? Hey, I'm a professional.
I scrolled through it a couple times. I'm like, I don't see a shameless plug.
Yeah. See how I did tobacco, that?
But that's cool.
But it's smooth, isn't it? It's smooth.
Yes. How I did
it. Just like the draw of Drew Estate Cigars.
now we plugged him here too. That's great. So
lucky. I'm going to send him a note and tell him there's a little extra coming in for me now. They owe me because after this,
that's right.
This wide audience.
Yes. Cause nothing helps your health and well-being like smoking.
I did not.
There it is, folks. I was waiting for that.
so good. Oh man. But if you're going to smoke a cigar, you know, I smoke a cigar, Len, I smoke a cigar once a year. I enjoy it and I hate the ashtray my mouth tastes like the next day.
Yeah, but it's fun. That's a bonding thing for, you know, you play poker with the boys or go golfing and
I do find that once a year, that is a nice stress.
Yeah, it is. Nice,
yes, absolutely. But anyway, your takeaway besides go smoke a cigar.
No, I think I'll leave it right there.
That's good. Mr. Hill, you're bringing it home. What's our big takeaway?
I would say I really enjoyed what OG said about scheduling in your relaxation first. And that almost sounds like crafting your whole year. It's like looking at saying, okay, I'm going to be taking this time for vacation. I'm going to be taking this time to relax. And then putting on your goals on top of that, saying, how can I get what I want to get done amongst this relaxation time? I'm going to take that as a personal takeaway for me. So I appreciate that, OG. Thanks.
And I think at this point in the show, let's find out what's going on where you all work. Mr. Penzo, besides this brilliant article, what else is happening at lenpenzo.com?
I've got, I go into how to avoid being audited by the IRS. Actually, there's some, what I'm really highlighting is red flags, big red flags that will catch the IRS's attention when you're filling in your taxes. So things you probably don't want to do.
Do you know how you actually avoid getting audited by the IRS, OG? What Len writes in his piece?
I wasn't listening. because Len was talking.
You go to the you smoke fine tobacco from the cigar shop. Yes.
You go to Drew's cigar shop, and if you're hanging out there, the IRS won't find you. They might audit you, but they can't find you. That's another benefit of smoking tobacco. OG, what are you doing this fine early April weekend besides clearly not watching baseball?
Not. I don't think anybody's watching baseball yet, are they?
They would. Yes, absolutely. Yep, they started this week.
Oh, I thought they were all going to quit. That was what I had going. I was looking forward to that.
Hyperbole. Hyperbole. Yes.
They're all like, we're done. Baseball's over.
And we're out.
I applauded, and apparently they didn't want to quit. Losers. What am I doing? I have a busy weekend planned of some fun stuff that I like to do in the fall, and it also happens in the spring. So I will be doing that. I think I'm going to the middle of Louisiana for a little after school activity,
little road trip. Going to be fun.
Speaking,
yeah, absolutely.
Kind of like a cloud trip, but same.
Mr. Hill, thank you for hanging out with us again, my friend.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Neighborhood okay without me there? Or property value is probably going through the roof now that I've moved out.
Well, it's plummeted, Joe. It's plummeted. Oh, yeah, right. Nice. Haven't you seen the national real estate prices? Yeah. Michigan, actually, specifically our area, has gone down a lot because you left. Things are crazy here. Yeah,
GDP in the area just down.
Exactly. But,
so tell us what's coming up next at Marriage, Kids, and Money.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I love podcasting. So my main thing is the Marriage, Kids, and Money podcast. I love having great guests on. We talk about how families can build wealth and happiness. So I got a new episode coming up every Monday. And a fun thing that I've been doing lately is translating a lot of what I put out on the podcast onto video as well. So I've been growing a YouTube channel over the past year, which is a lot of fun. Just hit over 5,000 subscribers. Very excited about that milestone. And helping people there. So it's like connecting with new people in a different fashion. Love the podcast. Always will do the podcast. But I really do love video too. So it's a lot of fun. So yeah, if you are interested in listening or watching, check out marriagekidsandmoney.com.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
You get 5,000 more subscribers and then I'll tie you in with this cigar shop.
Yes. Oh, dude. Talk about a quality sponsorship.
Yes. Yes. You know what I taught my kids to do at an early age? No, probably not. probably not.
Hey, dad's got to relax somehow, right?
Hey, also, seriously, people want to relax. Watching your Instagram reels, your Instagram videos, like you have a lot of fun on Instagram as well.
I do. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I like video, especially these short form videos, because you can have some fun with it and use some fun music and just get a cool message across in a quick way. So, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun on Instagram there, making those IG reels and just making people laugh.
We will link to Marriage, Kids, and Money in all its forms, YouTube, the Instagram account, and also the wonderful podcast, and to Len's latest piece where he talks about how great smoking is on our show notes page. Oh boy. Yeah, that's great. All right, Doug, take it from here. What should we have learned today?
You're just begging me to get this show back on the rails, aren't you, Joe? I'll tell everybody what they should have learned today. First, life isn't just about hustle. Take some time to relax. Maybe watch Zoolander. Second, instead of scheduling all your have-to-dos in your calendar and then searching for time to relax, flip that around. Schedule your relaxation time and then fill in your work around it. But the big lesson, it pays to be yourself, especially if you're a weirdo. Guess you got that covered, Joe.
Dude, I'm right here.
I know. Oh, I know. Thanks to Len Penzo for joining us today. You'll find him at lenpenzo.com/aliensareamongus. Thanks to Andy Hill for joining us today. You can find his podcast, Marriage, Kids, and Money, wherever finer podcasts are found. Thanks also to OG for joining us today. Looking for good financial planning help? Head to stackingbenjamins.com/OG to see his calendar. This show is the property of SB Podcasts, LLC, copyright 2022, and is written in part by Paulette Perhatch, who helps writers power their words, their work, and their earning potential with her Powerhouse Writers Coaching Program. Find out more at powerhousewriters.com. Thanks also to our team who made today possible. Karen Repine is our producer. Tina Eichenberg and Gertrude Smith are our social media mavens. And Brooke Miller handles the show notes and our amazing newsletter, The 201. Not only should you not take advice from these dorks, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any financial decisions, speak with a real financial advisor. That's it for today. We'll see you back here on Monday on Stacking Benjamins.
Welcome to the after show. So, just a short story from the road that I am in Charlotte and I have just verified that the time for the books to be delivered on time for our event tonight, you know, it's a book signing, but it is gone and, we will not have books at the beginning of our book signing.
Sounds that about sucks. Right.
It's so good. That's like nobody remembered the ball at the baseball game, right?
You know what, Joe? You want? I got some good news at least.
I could just go smoke a cigar.
No, on the break there, I ran down to the bathroom real quick. Nothing stuck.
Nothing. Oh, that's good. That is good.
Oh, boy.
Yes, because if things get stuck. Did I tell you about Cheryl's uncle when he came through town?
Was this some kind of weird poop joke?
It will end up being a poop joke, but I didn't mean for it to be. This truly happened. He comes out of the bathroom and he's like, "Joe, we have a problem." And I'm like, "What's the problem?" He said, "Your toilet is not flushing correctly now." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, do you need a plunger?" And he goes, "Would you have a plastic bag and a stick?" And I don't know a lot about engineering. I don't know as much as Len knows about engineering, but I'm like, what the hell are you gonna do with a plastic bag and a stick versus a plunger? All I said was no.
Sounds like you needed to murder it afterward.
I know. What are you going to do with a plastic bag and a stick? I love that guy, but I still, you know, and I didn't have the heart to ask him. I'm like, how does this end? Sounds like it ends badly for somebody or for something. I don't know. Not great. I think we'll just end it there.
Well, on that note... And scene.
Beat that. I actually feel bad because he's such a super guy, but now our whole family, because I couldn't resist it. I couldn't resist telling people. Whenever anybody at any family gathering now comes out of the bathroom, "Do you have a plastic bag and a stick?"
Sounds like you should have just one on the ready there in the bathroom for people, just in case.
Next time he comes over, put a plastic bag and a stick.
A little hefty bag over there.
Hang it on the wall.
Sounds like a stocking stuffer for the next holiday.
A stocking. Do you know what you need for the holidays? Oh, so good. I can't believe I told that. Glad he doesn't listen to the podcast. All right, guys, I got to figure out how I'm going to do a book event without any books. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a live recording of the Stacky Benjamin Show. I'm Joe Saul Sehy, and we're having some technical difficulties. The woman that was going to be helping us, my mom's cousin, Diana, having some trouble getting into the app. So mom's neighbor, Doug, is on his way. So we might as well test the mics while we're waiting. Andy, I heard you over and over saying, check one, two.
Can you hear me now?
I could hear you before. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was probably very irritating.
No. All right. And OG's here.
With bells on.
How are you, man?
I'm good. I just flew in from Michigan, and boy, my arm's tired.
Dude, you did the marathon circle of the eastern half of the United States.
I crossed. I don't know how many states I crossed yesterday, but I started yesterday morning in Maryland, in Frederick, Maryland. Flew to the middle of Michigan, grabbed my mom, and then flew to St. Louis, and then down to Dallas, and landed last night.
Len Penzo.
Yes. Can you hear me?
How about that? Doesn't it feel good for the second week in a row to have it be somebody else's audio missing up and not yours? Doug,
our pitch hitter. I'm here, Joe. Pitch hitting.
You are super, super hot.
God damn right I'm hot. All right. Let's see what I can do about that.
I'm trying something different now. Hopefully this sounds
slightly better. I'm going to say this. They changed the app and they got rid of the monkey. And that really, I'm a little irritated about that.
I know. When you hit your mute. Oh, it's just a line through just it.
I think we need to start a write-in campaign to bring back the monkey.
It's like when they got rid of Clippy, you know? Just my whole world changed.
Hey, Joe, how is this? Am I less hot now?
Yes.
Not really. Still sounded loud.
Still pretty damn sexy, aren't I?
Yep, still a little hot.
Oh, God, you just want to fatten me up and keep me home.
It is funny. It was going to be Guy's Day, so we had Diana here to help kind of balance it out, and now we bring in another
dude. Now it's Guy's Day.
All right. For those of you hanging out with us, welcome to a recording. This is the way the pros do it right here. We bring in the backup guy. We got Andy fixing his audio, and when we're we do have a Diana. Guess what, Doug?
Not all dudes.
Are you serious?
We do have a Diana.
You just canceled your dentist appointment.
No
for that,
way. Doug. There's no way you're doing this to me.
You gonna hang out with us too?
You have got to be kidding me.
You gonna hang out with us also? But we finally have a Diana.
I'll think about it.
Wait a minute.
Diana's, I might have to go wash my hair.
Hold on a second. Diana's having huge audio problems.
Oh, now we want you back, Doug.
Hold on. I can't hear her.
Oh, my God.
Am I having problems here?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You sound very light and computery.
What about now?
Like most of Joe's dates in high school.
still light.
Interesting. What about this?
Oh, there's a high-pitched scream going on.
Sounds like we're taking an ear
test. Just like Joe's dates in high school.
Put your finger up.
No!
No.
I'm sounding pretty damn good right now, aren't I, Joe?
For you guys, but that high-pitched sound, I hear that every single time we record.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. Well,
now we all get to hear it.
Actually, I'm not hearing the high-pitched sound.
Now I'm
just
not hearing
her. She sounds really distant and unemotional.
You
emotionally unavailable.
Like most,
I've never heard that before.
Like most of Doug's dates in high school.
Nice try, Joe. Actually, you did sound.
The gain is up to 6.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, you sound good.
I do? Because you always tell me to turn the gain down to like 2.
But don't you hear that?
You don't hear
that robot 20 echo? Kilohertz tone?
Yeah, there still is a robot-y thing going on.
She really? Sounds good to me. I'm out.
Doug, you are screaming. You are just screaming.
What is
my
happening?
My gain's at 4.
Should tell you something.
So, I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want me to hop off? Do you want, because like, I mean, if we're not going to have good sound quality, well,
I was going to say, at this point, it's quarter after, so we should probably just do our testing between shows.
Okay, this was a great after show.
You, Diana. I wasn't recording any of that. Which is horrible.
Gosh, Joe.
Have you ever done this podcasting thing before?
I know. That would have been so good if I'd been doing that. So,
all right. So you want me to hop off?
Yes. And we'll catch you next time, Diana.
All right. See you, losers. Bye.
All right. This is the way the pros do it.
You thoroughly pissed off both of your comedic influences on the show, because I'm ready to hit the bricks myself.
Wow. We got contract disputes going on now.
Live from the Fireside app, it's the Stacking Benjamin Show.
Hold on, Doug. You're still at 11.
There's no, I mean, my gain is at 3 now, Joe.
I know. You're at like 14. Maybe it's the volume on your phone.
Okay. All right. I mean, is it getting better? Because I've turned the phone almost all the way down.
It is not better.
Hello?
Yes, it is not better.
Hello, hello.
Now you got to turn the phone back up, I think.
Anybody?
I think you got to turn the phone back up. I think you got to turn the phone. You got to turn the phone back up. I think I got to text.
Can you guys hear me?
He's too dumb to turn the phone back up.
What is the matter today? I don't think it's the volume. If you heard me that whole time, then it's not the volume on the phone.
No, it's not. And you are screaming at us.
Okay.
Can you stand like 5 feet away from the microphone?
You stand 5 feet away, Len. I'm so, so over this.
You guys ready to do this till midnight? All right.
I mean, sure. How about if I'm back here? I'm on the other side of my room. Is this better?
How is it? I don't think you're coming through your mic. Are you wearing here? Hit your microphone. Man, how are you so far away from your microphone and still screaming?
Don't ask that. Hey, don't answer that, Doug.
Right.
I don't know what other adjustments to make. How's that?
Yeah, do it.
Any better?
Yes.
There you go.
How are we doing now?
Yes.
Yes.
Better now.
Yep. There you go.
Okay.
All right, maybe up just a little bit.
Oh, no effing way.
Up just slightly. Like you went from screaming this to now you are across the room.
I did a 16th of a rotation on the dial.
Wow.
On the iRig. Wow. How are we doing now?
Yep, a little bit more.
More now.
Right there. All right.
I didn't touch it. I swear to God, I didn't even touch it.
I got no idea.
God.
All right, here we go. Well, this show's over, Stackers, but you know what? It's Military Appreciation Month, and that means that we've got time still for a shout-out to members of our community, members of our family who have served our country. And you know what? Today, I want to give a shout-out to two of my uncles, my Uncle Henry, who was in the Army. Let's do three. My Uncle Eddie, who was in the Army, and my Uncle Bill, also in the Army. And two of them served in Vietnam. One served in Korea. And a big thanks to all three of my uncles, my dad's brothers who served like he did in the military. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just my uncles, but they want to celebrate their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Of course, you may be eligible for Navy Federal membership, and you don't even know it because it's open to all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families. They're all eligible, and I want to reiterate, and their families. If you have family, like I do, who served in the military, well, then you're eligible for Navy Federal membership. Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve, and many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. Here during Military Appreciation Month, Stackers, go visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you're going to see all of Navy Federal's Military Appreciation Month offers. So many cool things they're doing for veterans. You'll also see all their other awesome 24/7, 12 months of the year offers. That's NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.